disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yep. I'm working on it.
Enough time juggling that. I was really good at first and 10 and second and 7 and third and 9s. I wasn't very good with those isosceles triangles, and then they went to that advanced math, they called it, and I respect all those guys that can do it. Well, so good morning. Welcome to us here. Boy, I got what I think is a pretty good show for us today. We're going to try to tap into some issues that we haven't really been tapping into. You do understand, I hope, friends, that we are our entire life, really. I didn't see the movie The Matrix. Did you guys see the movie The Matrix? I probably ought to go back and look at it. I probably should, just from an informational standpoint. We are really living in a psyop in a lot of ways. And I was talking to a guy the other day. He said, what are you talking about? What's a psyop? A psychological operation. And another term for psychological operation would be a mind control. Now, this mind control is going on in a lot of different places. There's mind control going on in our churches. There's mind control going on in our schools. There's certainly mind control going on in the political realm. There's mind control going on in the governmental realm. There's mind control going on everywhere. See, everybody has an agenda. I don't know why. I don't know how to explain that. But one of the keys to success in the world is to figure out what motivates somebody else and what their agenda is. We have never really spoken much here on Coach Dave Live, Pass the Salt with Coach Dave Live. We really have never spoken much about psychological operations and mind control and where everybody's trying to take us and the fact that truth is so important. But I think that's one of the things we're going to try to dive into today, because we're going to have Russ Dizdar on again a little tomorrow. We want to begin to talk a little bit about MK Ultras. I've kind of brushed over that a bit. And for me, it was one of those deep, dark crevices that you didn't want to run down because you didn't know what was at the other end of it. You know what I'm talking about, Rich? One of those rabbit holes? Well, I decided I was going to start going down into some of those rabbit holes. When I got down inside of them, I found out there's a lot of truth down those rabbit holes. And one of them is a process called MK Ultra. I'll show you a video here on that in a second. Then we're going to let Russ Dizdar talk to us a little bit more about that tomorrow. MK Ultra. Mind control, psychological operations. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Maybe we can get Jared to dig that up there for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Hey, folks, we take those abortion clinics. I'm sorry, let's take the abortion pictures of the clinics, the big abortion posters of the dead babies. We like to take those to the clinics when we go out. We like to take them out on the streets when we go out. Because the image, a picture is worth 1,000 words, somebody once told us. Picture is worth 1,000 words. You know what they always told us when we did that, Tim? All those protesters out there, they always told us the same thing. Those pictures are fake. Those are fake pictures. Well, they weren't fake pictures. But it didn't even matter because if the pictures were faked, it was trying to create a predetermined outcome. So we would take pictures of aborted babies, showing people the pictures of the baby, because we wanted to emotionally, psychologically change their opinion of abortion. My buddy Mark Harrington, we go to March for Life. He sets up a jumbotron, and all it does is play over and over and over and over pictures of an abortion. So everybody has to see it. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. You know what I was thinking of this morning when I got talking about PSYOPs and where we're going with it? Dare I go there? Sandy Hook. You guys all familiar with Sandy Hook? And the psychological operation that some say took place at Sandy Hook? And the purpose of the psychological operation was what? Gun control. So those who have a certain target or certain outcome that they're trying to get, we know from the dark side, they'll do anything. It doesn't matter. These are not moral people. These are not right and wrong kind of people. These are the type of people who always believe that the end justifies the means. In other words, we want to get here, and it don't matter how we get here. And we'll do all kinds of things. They're called false flag operations. We now know that there's been a lot of false flag operations. We know probably December 7th, 1941, we know that Roosevelt knew that the Japs were going to bomb Pearl Harbor. We know that now. They had foreknowledge of it. How about 9-1-1? Y'all still believe that story? Huh? Anybody out there believe that story? Hey, anybody believe the Kennedy assassination? No. See, and all that stuff, they still won't release the truth to us. So the big thing we're hearing right now is fake news, right? Psychological operate, fake news. I want to dig into that stuff here today. Does anybody want to say anything before I get moving? Sarge, this is always kind of down your alley here, this PSYOP stuff. They're talking about now about Pizzagate and all this kind of stuff. It's fake and it's made up. And what do you think here, Sarge?
Yeah, in fact, I just put in the chat a link to an older video by Fritz Springmeier, done back in 2012 when he talked in front of the Prophecy Club. But it's very good to watch to get a real good primer on how they have built the whole mind control process and how they actually put it into place. And, of course, you know, he was prophetic in 2012, exactly what we're seeing today happen with the Pizzagate and several other PSYOPs that are going on out there. including this most recent one this weekend with the four people out of Congress, senators all wanting, you know, a commission to stand up to investigate why Russia helped Trump win the election. You know, these would be the same guys, by the way, that, you know, over the last 25 years, they haven't figured out how to get us out of this $20 trillion debt. But, yeah, we're going to go after them Russkies.
That's right. $16 trillion in debt. $16 trillion. I mean, that's a psyop right there, isn't it? I mean, the craziness. So the psychological operations, guys and girls, they're going on all around us. And it's only those. Remember this. Bible says you shall know the truth. And the truth, if you know it, will set you free. I run into people all the time. They say, well, coach, the truth shall make you free. I said, no. That's not what that says. It says you shall know the truth. It doesn't say you can read the truth and it'll set you free. It doesn't say you can hear the truth and it can set you free. It says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And I've used this all throughout the last 20 years of my ministry. I think I've shared this with you before, and I'm going to share it with you again. Whenever you hear from the Lord, and I hear from the Lord regularly, by the way, he lives inside of me. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of me. And he communicates to us through thoughts. The enemy communicates with us through thoughts and images, and he always does. And I've tried to help my folks, I try to help folks realize this. When the Lord speaks to you, the most important thing you can do at that point is to stop the next voice. There will always be another voice. When the Lord speaks directly to you, you will hear it. All right? Now, your job becomes, when that next voice comes, there's always a counter voice. Always. If the Lord tells you to do something, Rich, he tells you, you go out and buy you get yourself a portable barbecue set up, Rich. You go ahead and get that because we're going to need that in the future right away. Another voice comes. That other voice says, oh, you can't. Why would you do that? You can't afford that. And how are you going to put all that? That second voice always comes. And what we have to learn to do is we have to learn to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that we can take those voices that are playing around. Remember that Scripture says that my sheep hear my voice. That's John 10. My sheep hear my voice. And another voice they will not hear. Now, hang on. Hear means listen to. Jesus said, you've heard, but you've not understood. You just can't hear things. You have to take captive those thoughts. Isn't that funny? That's where I am today. Take captive the thought. When the thought comes into your head, take it captive and allow it to become crystallized and allow it to become part of you. Rich, think of the number of people who would have not been blessed had you not 3 years ago, whenever that thing was, put that barbecue thing together. Said, I just know I'm going to need it. The Lord told me to do it, and I need it. And so let that be a lesson to us. I'm in 2 Corinthians 10. Y'all with me there today? And guys, listen, I'm sorry if sometimes I seem to double back to the same verses like they're the only ones that I know. That's just not true. They are so pertinent and so important for us to be able to follow, okay? 2 Corinthians 10, starting with verse 1, although he's just laying the groundwork. Remember in the Bible, when you read the Bible, there were no chapters. And when you read the letter to the Corinthians, it's a letter. Do you write letters to your friends and put chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3 when you write a letter? How stupid. But they've done that into the Bible so that we would have a better opportunity to catalog. When somebody said, where is that? And you could say, well, it's in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Well, you had to go through it and try to dig it all out. They tried to divide it up so that we would be able to find. At least that's my theory on it. Now, I lost that, Jared. Something happened to me here. That's my fault. Now, I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I've told you this before. Meek means control, controlled power. Who in present and base among you, but being absent and bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with the confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Okay, here we go. Here's where we're heading. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now stop there. Okay, What kind of war is it that's not after the flesh? Come on, think, huh? You have a war, but it's not after the flesh. Well, here's the war. Paul's going to explain it to us. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. To what? To the pulling down of strongholds. What's a stronghold? A stronghold, we're talking about mind now. We're talking about the mind. We're talking about this not fleshly battle. The stronghold is thoughts, ideas, preconceived notions, prejudices. Throw out whatever word you want to. Paul said, listen, man, we walk in the flesh, but that's not where our war is. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pulling down those things that have prevented us from seeing the truth. That's a stronghold. It's prevented us from seeing the truth. And casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. What would we call the knowledge of God? Would we call that truth? Jesus is truth, right? I am the way, the truth. So the battle is over truth. Paul said, cast down those imaginations. Don't let these lies get into your brain. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Okay, stay with me. Larry, I feel you. I know that you're getting ready to tell me something, Larry. I feel you. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? Is that how you motivate in your life, on what you see? So if you're motivated in your life based on what you see, you are being set up to believe a lie. That's why the Lord said, you better get your knower straightened out, man. You better get your pipelines cleaned, because they're going to be throwing a bunch of stuff at you that ain't true. And these are imaginations, and these are high and lofty things that exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. Did you guys see yesterday? Hadn't made the news, but I saw it. Donald Trump called for prayer back in the schools. Wow, huh? Uh-oh, I heard him already. I heard him already yesterday on Facebook. Oh, yeah, well, who's prayer? And who's going to lead it? And I don't want some teacher leading my kids in prayer. Well, then the problem you got, get rid of those teachers. You've got people teaching your kids that you don't trust to pray with them? What is wrong with you? Just casting down some imaginations here. If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so we are Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letter. Okay, you with me? The battleground of the mind. I want to talk about this again today, because this is all going to tie in, and this is where I want to take Russ Dizdar tomorrow when we get to it. Hey, Sarge, being a smarter guy, Tim, somebody, Larry, I said earlier I felt you. Did you want to jump in here and say anything, Larry? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Okay, hey, Sarge, from a guy who's been in the Pentagon, been at the upper echelons of military thinking, explain to those who don't know, because I said this to somebody. Good to see you, Joe. I said to somebody yesterday, talked about PSYOPs. Their eyes went crossed. They didn't have any idea what I was talking about. Sarge, what are PSYOPs?
Military has been doing this for eons, ever since the days of the battles back before Christ was even on board. And there's this guy called Sun Tzu, The Art of War, who talks very succinctly about, you know, when you're learning about your enemy, understanding who your enemy is, you also have to understand what the weaknesses are. And when you can paint a picture, as you said earlier, that can be focused and given to your mind of the person that is on the enemy's side, you can create doubt. Once you create doubt, then you can have more control over the narrative of why they shouldn't fight for their commander. And that's okay. What PsyOps works on, is getting you to a point where you're questioning, why are you going to go take that hill when the lieutenant tells you it's time to go take the hill?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's think about this a second. Can anybody think of any particular PsyOps, or let me put it another way, any mind control, or let me put it this way, any thought planting that was done in the last election? Because that was all PsyOps. What was the leading PsyOps done against Donald Trump? What was the leading one?
I think it was this the false story that he was such a sexual predator.
And why did they use that, Larry?
Well, because that was their Achilles heel.
In what way?
Because that's what I find the left always accuses the other people of doing what they're guilty of.
That's true. But who were they after with their PsyOps, though? Who were they after?
Oh, they wanted to get the women vote for Hillary.
And Christian men, too, right? They wanted the women and Christians to say, oh, that guy's so horrible. That guy is so horrible. Now, Trump played some great PsyOps as well, right? Because what was his Trump card against Hillary? What did he plant in everybody's brain? Crooked Hillary, right? So this whole thing was a psychological warfare that was playing out in front of us, and we don't even understand what's going on because it is for control of the mind. You with me? Follow me? Okay. Now, guys, this just happened by accident. This whole thing that they're doing now with fake news, right? Big story, fake news. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You guys remember back when Mitt Romney ran against Barack Obama? Mitt Romney said something that they laughed and laughed and laughed at Mitt Romney about. And he said something about the greatest threat to America was the Russians. Remember that? That debate, and they laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. Who's the boogeyman now? All of a sudden, who is the boogeyman again? It's the Russians, isn't it? Now it's the Russians again. The Russians hacked the election. The Russians hacked WikiLeaks. The Russians. It's a psyop. It's a psychological operation designed to discredit. News. They're calling it fake news. Okay, Jared, before I show you this, pull up the top 10 fake news stories. That's one of the things I sent you today. By the way, before we do that, I just sent you another one. Our buddy Lindell clear across the ocean sent me a little video yesterday. Rich, you're gonna like this one. Jared, before you get that up there, put up a little 1 minute. It's about a minute and 30 seconds. Lindell sent this to me. Jesus has a wonderful plan for your life. You'll get a kick out of this. It's just a minute and a half. Go ahead and play that one, Jared.
Thank you. What? If you are a disciple of Jesus, then God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, just like he did for the first disciples. What kind of wonderful plan? Well, Peter was crucified upside down. Andrew, his brother, was also crucified. James was executed by the sword. John, his brother, was exiled and died of old age. Philip was tortured and then crucified upside down. Bartholomew was skinned alive and he too crucified upside down. Thomas was speared to death while praying. Matthew was also killed by the spear. Thaddeus and Simon and the other James all crucified. God's wonderful plan for you is to preach the gospel and make disciples, just like these men did. It's why they were killed. The same Jesus who personally called these men has called us to do the same, even if it hurts. In Acts 5, the disciples were arrested and beaten for preaching the gospel. When they were let go, they left rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Christ, and every day they continued to share the gospel. Jesus said that you are blessed when others revile and persecute you and speak evil against you falsely on account of him. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. So God indeed has a wonderful plan for those who follow Jesus. For those who don't, his plan is to destroy all evildoers who do not believe in his Son. Even in this, God will be glorified. So you shouldn't tell an unbeliever that God has a wonderful plan for their life. You should tell them to turn from their sin and follow Jesus. Only his disciples are forgiven their sins, saved from death, and know his ways are wonderful when we understand the text.
Which the Lord's got a wonderful plan for your life, brother. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. They just don't tell you what that wonderful plan is. It's for the advancement of the gospel kingdom. Okay, let me go back to the psyops. I wanted to get that in thing with a little bit of levity. Jared, pull up those ten lies. Think about, hey, folks, listen. This is about media manipulation. It's about manipulation of the mind. This is psychological operations, mind control. I'm going to play another video, set the stage for you for Russ Dizdar tomorrow so that we understand what MK Ultras are. See, what they want to try is to do, guys, read Animal Farm. Did y'all read Animal Farm? Back, did you read 1984? Larry, is that stuff coming true or what? I mean, it's like unbelievable. If you haven't read it, it doesn't take long to read either one of those books. It would do you well to go back and read both of those because it shows you exactly how they manipulate us. And, of course, they're doing it to us, right? So we saw what happened is Trump somehow, because of the new media, Trump broke through. He broke through. Oh, I wish I had that prepared for me. I'm going to get it prepared at some. I'll get it for you tomorrow. I'm thinking to myself. Think who Trump beat. Think who he beat. He beat not only the Democrats, Hillary, he beat the Republicans. He beat both political parties. He beat the media. He beat Hollywood. He beat Silicon Valley. He beat the educational system. He beat everything. He destroyed political correctness. If we will open our eyes and see what's going on, is it just me or do you now feel more bold to speak the truth to people that you come around and see? Do you feel more bold? I feel more bold. You know, Rich, I couldn't care less what they say. I just speak the truth. I don't even care what they say anymore because he has opened a door for us to walk through. So hang on. Here we go. They want to be able to control the news. So here we are. Top 10 real news stories. We got this from CNN and Fox and NBC and ABC and CBS. We got all this stuff from them, right? And look at these fake news stories that they've been feeding us. Hey, would they get away with John F. Kennedy today? Would they get away with 9-1-1 today? With all the media and social media and everything we have and all the cell phones, I don't think they could get away with today. Jared, you're going to have to click to where it says click to read more. You're going to have to click on that one, then it should open it up. Okay, here's top 10 news lies. This is from the mainstream media talking about fake news. Number one, Jared, scroll down there. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Where'd that come from? Came from the White House, and every media outlet told us that. Number two, hands up, don't shoot. We know beyond a doubt that was a lie. That never happened. Yet today, they're still doing it. Number three, Jared, psychological operations here, folks. Information war. The Iran deal was negotiated with moderate Iranians, not the radical mullahs. Now we know that it was with the radical mullahs. We know that it was. But the media told us, see, they weren't giving us the fake news, right? They were giving us the real news. Number four, Bergdahl exchange was hard fought and negotiated. Lie, 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 lie. By the way, he wants pardon now, Sarge. Did you see that? He wants pardoned. Number five, Benghazi attack was inspired by an online video. Lie, 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 lie. Six, climate change will produce more storms like Hurricane Katrina. Hey, we could put climate change right at the top of the lies and the hoaxes, couldn't we? Number seven, Cuba has great health care. And Fidel Castro was good. These are lies from the mainstream media. Eight, the myth that there's a killer cop epidemic, that cops are going around killing black guys. That's all a lie. It's all a lie. You do the research, and you find this absolutely not true. Number nine, Donald Trump's advisor, Steve Bannon, is a white supremacist. No, lie, 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 lie. Number 10, these are all true stories, right? Donald Trump can't win the White House. Can you imagine where we would be today were it not for the mainstream, I'm sorry, for uh, for alternative media, they're calling us. So the battle for truth, justice, and the American way continues to rage. Okay, Jared, let's go back here. I'm going to show you guys because we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Anybody in there add yet? You want to trample on anybody?
No, Coach, but I'm going to give you a promotion to feel great officer with all your insight here on PsyOps. We'll make you a major.
Okay, it's important to know, though, isn't it, Sarge? This stuff is important, man.
Oh, absolutely.
You better realize this. The people that you are going to church with, and the people that you are working with, and the people that you cross paths with every day have no idea of any of this. They don't have any idea. They don't have any idea. Can I tell you? Can I tell you another great PSYOP, another great life they're telling us? That a baby is just a blob of tissue. How deeply down a rabbit hole does that lie run? Can I give you another one? A woman can do whatever she wants to do with her own body. Is that right? Can a woman sell her own body and prostitute it out? Is she allowed to inject illegal drugs inside her body? Really? She's allowed to do whatever she wants to. Another lie. See, they just tell lies and lies and lies. And what they want to try to do is counter the truth. Why? Because Jesus said, I am the truth. Oh, there's another one. Those chemtrails aren't real. You're crazy. There aren't chemtrails. GMO food? No way. There's no GMO food. There's a cure for cancer? No, no, no. There's no cure for cancer. Are you guys with me? Are you with me? Do you understand what's going on? Turn on your TV. Now, can you believe this one? It drives me crazy. Single packs of Viagra. They're advertising single packs of Viagra. And who are they using to advertise it? These beautiful women. Honey, make sure you bring your Viagra with these beautiful women. Dare I say it, Lord? Okay, I'm going to say it. Just out of cop, I'm going to say it, Lord. Oh, Lord, that's not very nice. I won't say it, Lord. Should I say it, Rich?
No, no, no. Let me save you because I want to bring this back around to the mind control. And the link that I put in here on Fritz Springmeier, one of the things he talks about in there is this goes back to what we've always been saying with JR when he's around about making the church great again. One of our biggest problems with being able to make the church great again is we've got preachers. Guess what? They are under mind control. They are mind control triggered. And you need to know that. And Tim, I don't know if you faced it in some of your pastors that you've been dealt with, but you can almost sense it once you know what this PSYOPs is all about. You got preachers that if you don't know what you're dealing with, you're never going to convert them to be real preachers of the truth because they are under mind control.
What do you think, Tim?
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. 100%.
So you try to walk into your average church and try to introduce some of this stuff to them, okay? Hey, Rich, here's what I was going to say. This isn't for everybody. I'm going to whisper this to you, Rich, okay? Maybe men wouldn't need so much Viagra. Oh, Lord. Yeah, Rich, this is between me and you. If the women took better care of themselves. Or if the men weren't so fat and ugly than themselves. They loved their wives and a little bit of romance in their lives. If their wife really, really appreciated them, loved them, may not need so much Viagra. I wonder why the Lord didn't create Viagra. Crazy. Okay, here we go. 7 minutes. MK Ultra, because we're going to talk about it tomorrow. It's a real thing, guys. Mind control. PSYOPs. This is going on. This is our society. This is what this fake news debate is all about. They have got to make sure that the truth doesn't get to this. So this is just it's about an 8-minute video that explains the history of MK Ultra. Go ahead and play that real quick there, Jared. MK Ultra. It's not simply against future conspiracies of evil men, which we have to guard ourselves, but the weakness and faults in our own social order and in our own ways of living, and against which we have to be on constant guard.
Mind sciences, or the study of human behavior in relation to the mind, is the newest of all the arts. It's less than 100 years old. And it is by far the one that is most cloaked in secrecy.
The origins of psychological warfare were in Nazi Germany. And in the Nazi ideology, they had something that was called Weltanschauungskrieg, which means worldview warfare. The idea for them was imposing the Nazi worldview on the countries that they had occupied. The Americans picked up this idea, created an American version of it, and called that psychological warfare.
Use of propaganda or other psychological means to confuse the thinking and undermine the morale of...
I'm trying to understand psychological warfare, and I'm trying to understand the American approach to the post-war efforts to control people's minds, both as individuals and on a mass scale. There's a lot of illusions about how that was done. Were Nazis involved in that process? Yes, they were.
Project Paperclip.
Project Paperclip was a United States government sanctioned CIA operation for the importation of Nazi and fascist scientists into the United States.
After World War II, U.S.
Their statement was simply this: if we don't bring these people into this country and contain them, then our enemies, the Soviet Union, will get them.
1946, President Truman approved Project Paperclip, bringing Hitler's top scientists into the United States. I'm reading this.
The first wave was to bring these scientists. There was 700-odd propulsion scientists. And then there were some 600-and-some-odd mind scientist people that they brought in. The CIA was given the responsibility of actually placing the individuals that had a Project Paperclip into the military-industrial complex, including our colleges and universities.
Stop. Did you see that? They put mind control into the colleges and universities. Somebody say amen. Huh? Go ahead.
Mind control was a psychological warfare weapon that Adolf Hitler regarded as the answer for taking over the entire planet.
American science began to develop their own application.
The name for the mind control research in this country was MKUltra.
MKUltra was one program, a series of programs that came out of the CIA to experiment with different types of mind control, using drugs, using electroshock, using insulin shock, and other techniques.
First test of MKUltra, military personnel who were given doses of LSD and PCP without their consent. So they're experimenting on these guys.
I think that the goal for those people who planned the program was very straightforward. It was an attempt to figure out a way to interrogate people and to learn how to protect their own agents against control by others.
Late 1950s, the CIA began to fund top secret experiments in brainwashing. Late 1950s. To brainwash means to indoctrinate so intensively and thoroughly as to affect a radical transformation of beliefs and mental attitudes. Your kids are being brainwashed in college. Go ahead.
If you put someone in a position of being disabled by not feeding them or not allowing them to sleep or overwhelming them with sound, if you use massive shock treatment and you give people massive doses of drugs such as PCP or mescaline or amphetamines or LSD, and if you put them in periods of darkness where they can't predict from one minute to another what is going to happen next, so they're always dreading, there's no consistency to sort of what's going to happen, anybody can be put in a position of being open to brainwashing.
Due to the psychologically destructive nature of brainwashing research, the CIA began to seek new, unwitting test subjects in psychiatric hospitals. In other words, they took people in mental hospitals and began to do experiments on them. This is all documented. Go ahead. From 1957 to 1964, patients at the Allen Memorial Institute in Montreal became mind-control guinea pigs for MKUltra scientist Ewan Cameron.
Ewan Cameron was probably the foremost psychiatrist of his time in the 1950s. He was using high-tech sound techniques. He was using multiple kinds of loop recorders to force people to listen to recorded messages 24 hours a day for weeks on end to basically destroy people's thinking patterns.
Destroy thinking patterns. Patients are placed in a drug-induced stupor while recording messages were driven into their minds. Can anybody say college? Drugs? and planning of thoughts and ideas? Duh. Go ahead.
Well, Coach, every young kid is wearing headphones, listening to music 24 hours a day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They knew what they were doing.
Injected the lysergic acid into the vein, and he patted me on the shoulder and said, "Now there, lassie, we'll see you later."
So and when did they put LSD in?
Very frightened, and the fright became a terror, and I sort of began throwing myself from one side of the room to the other. I didn't know what to do to stop this feeling. Felt like my bones were melting. That I was, I just didn't know who I was anymore.
How about that? In 1977, the church hearings investigated the top secret mind control project. Keep on, Jared. This forced the CIA to release files exposing the history of MKUltra. Folks, listen to me. This is real, okay? This is real. So they want to do away with fake news. They don't want you to believe that you're being programmed. Go ahead, Jared.
This is not just break-ins of people's homes. It's not just invasions of privacy by illegal wiretapping. This is an invasion of a person's mind. And that is about as profound an injury, except for loss of life, that the government can impose.
In 1980, the CIA was sued by 9 victims of Dr. Cameron's mind control research, and they were each awarded $100,000 in compensatory damages. 1980, that would be about $10 million today.
This was a post-Nazi program, if you will. It was an Americanization.
I've often made the statement, and I still make it flippantly. The Nazis didn't lose the war, they just had to move.
Now it's 50 years later. Now they're much more clever, much more sophisticated. They have a lot more money to spend.
So there you go, folks. Again, this is another look at the demonic realm at work. And what Dizdar is going to talk to us a little bit tomorrow, I would assume. I haven't, I don't know what he's going to talk about tomorrow. But here. He's going to talk about the fact that this is going on right now. And many of these mass shootings that are occurring because of MK Ultras. Sarge, can you explain even better than what I just tried to do what an MK Ultra is? Or Tim, looks like you have something to say there.
Well, I was just going to say that in the 60s, I went through MK Ultra. People don't know that, but I was led to believe that through Rocky and Bullwinkle that squirrels can fly. And then I found out that in Mr. Ed that horses can talk.
All the cartoons are doing that, aren't they, right? Huh? And we also find out that now Santa's more important than Jesus. I wonder how that whole thing has happened. That's all come a destruction, an attempt to destroy the truth of God's word. That is playing out in front of us. Hey, guys, I can show you some videos. You can find your own videos of interviews that people do with college students on the streets about the most simple stuff, and their brains are absolutely cooked. They have no ability to be able to reason. They have no ability to rationalize something. The idea that you can logically go from A to B to C to D, it does not exist. Our buddy Chad always says this, right? Your emotions will betray you. Yet what are we constantly programmed with in our culture? Emotions, emotions, emotions. Why are they, how are they trying to get away? I'm sorry, start that again. What are they trying to do with gun control? How are they trying to get our hearts in relationship to gun control? Can you say women and children? Can you say touching your heartstrings? How many more people can we see? Can you have the president say, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin? Mind control. Mind control.
Now, isn't it ridiculous how they choose to use women and children as the means to bring about an opinion about guns? But when you try to use women and children to expose truth about abortion, heaven forbid.
You're all over it, brother. You're all over it, see? You're all over it. And they're masters at it. And again, I told you I was at that high school last week and trying to convince them of the truth. They cannot get past their emotions. You understand that? They can't get past their emotions. They cannot think logically. Yes, Jared.
I just probably get that echo from me.
No, you're okay.
Anyway, what do they have to destroy first? They have to destroy the authority of man. That's what they have to destroy first for this all to work. For everything to work.
Hey, Coach, this brouhaha that I got involved with the University of Maine and Duke basketball team, it is the exact same thing. And until I kept digging and digging, you know, I found the source. The source was Disney. Disney owned 80% of ESPN. They wanted to send a national message, and they used both these universities to put that message out because it's the same organization that puts the Miley Cyruses and the Britney Spears in front of you and puts all these sex videos and I'll have sex with anything and wrecking ball and all this other stuff. That is their agenda, and they know how to use the media to spin it.
And Sarge, they use the children. Although in this case, we call them basketball players, but they use the children to be able to do it. See, if we use the children to try to expand the gospel of Jesus, that wouldn't go very far, would it? Okay, so let me show you another. Somebody want to say something? Well, Jared, let's get up the clip. Let's get up the clip that says, which one is it? Fake news, says fake news. Yes, whoever that is, go ahead.
I got a call. I'll take care of it.
Okay. Okay, this is fake news. Guys, listen. This is about censorship now, okay? This is about censorship of the truth. Larry, maybe you can mute yourself, Larry. This is about censorship of the truth. They want us to receive our news only from the controlled media. This is 5 minutes. Fake news. Go ahead, Jared.
The buzzword fake news has popped into the popular lexicon in recent weeks.
Fake news.
We've been using that term for years, though, when referring to the mainstream media. While poll numbers show that about 9 out of 10 people don't trust the information they get from the mainstream media, they likely still have no idea just how fake it all is. As someone who travels the world, I often walk by a television program, and it's called Program for a Reason, with the local media, and can't even believe what I'm seeing or hearing. And the US and every other Western media is no different. It's literally top-down propaganda and bears little to no resemblance of reality. And if there's any truth to it, it's so highly skewed to the local agenda that it really should be labeled as fiction. Meanwhile, on the internet, millions of people worldwide have been easily debunking and exposing nearly all the mainstream propaganda. And for this reason, the US and European governments have taken a play out of Orwell's book and decided to label the real information as fake. And as governments often do, they're going to use violence, government law, to try to force it out of existence. Censorship is a government affair and has been initiated most forcefully by the European Union and is being carried out by the world's largest social networks. These networks include Google, Twitter, Microsoft, and Facebook have announced plans to create a censorship database in 2017 to remove extremist content, mostly at the request of the EU.
Pause out a second, Jared. Listen, guys, listen, I want you to think about this. During the last election, one we just went through, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name whatever they were, they had all those algorithms. All of them were for Hillary. Understand what Donald Trump, the Lord through Donald Trump, was able to do. They had every tool of the modern brainwashing media at their behest, every tool working for them, every tool, and Donald Trump beat them all. Let's not miss how important and how significant that victory was. Keep going, Jared.
The idea is to damp down hate speech that makes readers uncomfortable and remove material that can encourage terrorism. Of course, there's no evidence that hate speech has negative effects if people choose not to expose themselves to the media that contains it. And the evidence shows that Western countries have done a lot to build up the very terrorism that the European Union is now so worried about eradicating. Western governments have been steadily losing control of communications and hope that by pressuring large internet information companies to build databases to control communications, they can regain power they feel slipping away. In the US, censorship is being advanced mostly by legislative efforts. The legislation is being justified by the rise of fake news, supposedly being spread by Russia, to influence Western political processes. The European initiative is more widespread and generalized. It's threatening US sites with immediate legal action if they don't generate meaningful and systematic removal of all fake news and hate speech. Over time, U.S. legislative efforts and EU non-legislative ones will converge, and censorship will involve both company-wide initiatives and legal ones. According to Yahoo News, the combined non-legislative database will be put in place early in 2017 and eventually will include companies other than the initial four. The companies will utilize hashes, digital fingerprints, assigned to videos or photos of extremist content. These hashes will then alert other vendors to remove the content. But what's really going on is that too much truth is getting out. Truth about how every war the US has been involved in the last century was based on a false flag attack or outright lies, the same lies the mainstream media parroted and continues to parrot. Truth about who was really behind 9/11. Truth about the global warming fraud. Truth about the satanic rituals and child molestation at the highest levels of government and the elites as is currently being exposed via Pizzagate. And we could go on and on. In order to continue to stay informed, many of those who are enlightened enough to recognize the truth about popular social media platforms have sought out alternatives. Just as people looking for alternatives to the central banking fiat currency system have sought out blockchain-based Bitcoin, all manner of new decentralized blockchain applications have begun to flourish. One is called steemit.com. It's a blockchain-based social media site. Because it is on a blockchain, it can't be censored. The Dollar Vigilante has been on the site nearly since its launch earlier this year, and we post all our content there. Google may be able to make sure no one finds TDV when they search, and YouTube and Facebook can make it so you never see our videos or posts. But they can't shut down the Steemit blockchain, much like they can't shut down Bitcoin. And for this reason, we post all our content there first. And as another benefit of using Steem, you actually make money from your participation on the site. We've actually accrued over $30,000 just for posting our content since July. I suggest everyone who cares about truth and freedom begin using Steemit instead of Facebook as soon as possible. TDV has been the biggest proponent of blockchain technologies in the financial space, having been covering and recommending Bitcoin since it was $3 in 2011. We've since featured numerous other cryptocurrencies that have risen hundreds and thousands of percent. You can find out more and get a special discount on our newsletter and our book, Bitcoin Basics.
Okay, Jared.
By clicking in the link.
Cut that off. Steemit. So you see what's going on. You understand the connection of Google, Facebook, the controlling of information. That's where all the information is getting out now. They're going to have to do everything they can to control it. And don't miss this. There's only two teams, God's team and the devil's team. And if you're not on God's team, you are on the devil's team. Glenn in New York. Let's see if we can get Glenn in here. Glenn, you're in the air there. How you doing today?
Hey, good, Coach. If anybody's ever seen Mark Dice's videos.
Yeah.
He does these man on the street interviews similar to what Jay Leno used to do. And it just, he asks the dumbest questions to people in a serious way. And he, pretends that he's like a newscaster, so he's got a microphone and a cameraman. And the people seriously answer the question. And some of the questions are just, they're just the dumbest questions. And he asked it in a serious way. And it just goes to show you how dumbed down people are. And so when you look at that and you think that, you know, when people are, they're buying the network news because the perception is they're telling the truth. They're just buying into it because they're already dumbed down to begin with. You know, through psychological, our cult, because of our culture. You know, they're just not listening. They're just doing their own thing. They're listening to music and just not paying attention. And they bought into whatever the universities say. And then they're buying into what the mainstream says. So if the government said it, well, it must be the truth.
1984 and Animal Farm both spoke about groupthink. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. When I went into that school last week, all those kids thought the same way because they'd all been programmed the same way. Remember I told you I couldn't even get them to leave because they had never heard anybody articulate truth the way that I was articulating. I'm not bragging about me. They're just never exposed to it. If they go to church, they don't go to a church where much truth is given to them. So to be able to combat those lies with truth was eye-opening to them. They couldn't believe it. And so Glenn is absolutely right. We're handing this nation off. See, they're laughing at us. The elite are laughing at us. Look who we're handing the nation off to. And sadly, Sarge, Rich, those in the church are just as programmed as those outside. They're just programmed with something different. That's all. Jesus is love, 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 love.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
My experience over the last month and a half, where I spent several weeks in a row going to a local church that I was really hoping would be open, the pastor would be open to the truth. But I found out that the truth is the last thing that the pastors want to embrace. It is heartbreaking because there's a lot of people sitting in here that are going to end up in hell because they choose to listen to a liar.
Amen. Well, we're looking for those who've already left. I'm not trying to empty anybody's church. I'm trying to regather some of those sheep. That's all I'm trying to do. And feed us a little bit of truth so that we can all make a difference right where we live. Now, did you see the latest PSYOP? Huh? Did you see it? They're going to be blowing us up in Washington, D.C. when we go to the inauguration. Stay home. You're going to die if you go to Washington, D.C. Hey, Rich. We'll go out together, won't we, brother?
Ready. I'm ready.
We'll go out together. Listen, I'm not foolish enough that I don't think they're capable of it. But when we get to the point where we are totally controlled by fear, can't do this, can't do that, don't go here, don't go there, don't say this, don't say that. Hey, listen, if your mind isn't free, you're not free. If you don't have the right to say what you believe, you're not free, man. You're not. And we have got, again, we have to keep in mind our children and our grandchildren that are coming after us. It tells us in Isaiah 58 that those who cling to the truth make themselves a snare, a prey. I'm sorry, make themselves a prey. If you are teaching your children truth, you are setting them up. If you are speaking truth and following truth, you are setting yourself up. Because why? Because the devil and his minions, even if they don't know they're on his team, the devil and his minions do not want you to have the truth. Why? Because Jesus said, you shall know the truth. Oh, Lord, thank you. Know him. Know him. Shall know the truth. And the truth, when you know him, will make you free. So tomorrow, Russ Dizdar is going to be over here, and he's going to dig in a little bit more of this. He's going to scare you a little bit tomorrow when he lets you know how widespread this MK Ultra is and how they're going to try to use mind control. The devil and his team are going to try to use mind control to conquer Western civilization. They're well on their way to doing it, boys and girls. I can promise you that. Thanks for being with us today. Don't miss tomorrow. Going to continue to help you swallow a little bit of truth. Come to know that truth that you might be free. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.